Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Romans chapter 4, and we want to look at the entire chapter. We're going to begin in verse 1 here and take just a few minutes. Here the Apostle Paul is speaking about the faith of Abraham, the kind of faith that receives from God. I want that kind of faith. I want God's blessings in my life. I want to be an overcomer. I want to be able to walk as a champion in life. Praise God. Amen. In Romans the 4th chapter and verse 1, Paul writing here says, "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found?" Now, let's just stop right here for a minute and look. He says, "What has he found pertaining to the flesh?" Well, what's he mean to the flesh? He's saying, what has Abraham found that's good for him in this life? Notice that? Read it again. "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh?" What's he saying? As pertaining to right now. Not when you get to heaven, but right now. He's found something, praise God. You know, that's what we've got to do. We've got to find it. What's that mean? We've got to find out what's ours. We've got to find out what God's done for us. We've got to find out what God says that we can do and what we can have, praise God. You see, there's a revelation there. The Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is a mystery. But we've got the key to find out the mystery. Amen? And so Abraham found something pertaining to the flesh. He found something that would work in his life right now. So let's read on. "For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Now, what did Abraham find? He found right standing with God. You see that? He found right standing with God. He found justification in God. He found how to get over and walk with God. And notice he didn't get it according to the works of his own flesh. He didn't get it by being religious. He didn't get it because he was a good person. He didn't get it because he worshiped the sun and the moon and the stars and anything else. No, he found it by believing God. It says he didn't get it by works. He got it by faith. Hallelujah. Abraham had to step over there in faith and believe God. And whenever he began to believe God and what God had to say, God reckoned righteousness unto him. God began to impart righteousness unto him. Verse 4 says, "Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describes the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." What's he saying here? He's saying if you get blessed and get your sins washed away because of your works, God's done it out of indebtedness to you. But I'm here to tell you something, folks. You cannot get something from God because you got him indebted to you. God is not indebted to anybody. God doesn't owe you anything. God doesn't do anything for you because you make a deal with him. You get a blessing from God, it's because God loves you. See, God is not into prostitution. He's not going to pay you for a function that's been performed. God is into blessing because he loves you. God's into blessing because he loves you and he pours his grace out. Everything you get from God comes by grace. It's not by debt. See, people come to God, "Well, God, I'll quit cussing, smoking, and chewing, and do this and do that and do this. If you'll give me a job, if you'll get me healed, if you'll cause me..." And you, now you're trying to get God to do it because of your works. "I'll go to church, Lord, and I'll do this, and I'll pray every morning, and I'll read my Bible if you'll just heal me." Now you're getting it because God owes it to you. not because of grace. And folks, everything you receive from God comes because of grace and mercy and because of His love. You can't back God into a corner. He's not sitting up there, let's make a deal. See, we get in trouble all the time because we've not learned what Abraham learned. We've not found what Abraham found. Abraham tried to work his way into the blessings of God. Remember, he tried to get his wife to portray that she was his sister. He tried to get Hagar to bring the seed in. And what did he form? Ishmael. And that's what we always do. When we're trying to get it on our own, we're performing things of the flesh and we're getting things in the flesh and we're not going to get blessed. Amen? It's going to come out to our detriment. He said Abraham found this not according to his own works. He said he found it according to faith. He believed God. And then he says, David talks about this blessedness. He says, how blessed it is to just simply believe that Jesus died on the cross, was raised from the dead, and accept His finished work instead of you trying to do all the work. See, religion says man has to do all the work, man gets the blessings, and man gets the glory out of it. Christianity says God has already done all the work. God gets all the glory and man just simply believes and gets in on the blessing part. Praise God. You see, the reason we can't find healing is because we're trying to find it in our good works. We feel if we read enough scriptures, quote enough scriptures, say enough scriptures, speak it out enough times, listen enough tapes, read enough books, we can finally get healed. Surely God will heal me. Look how good I am. No, you're getting it now by works, and it's getting to you. It'd have to be given to you because of debt. But no, he says Abraham didn't get this thing out of debt. He didn't get it because God owed it to him. He got it because he simply believed God. I'm going to tell you what, folks, 3 seconds of believing God will get you a miracle faster than 3 months of works will. Abraham finally got the blessing of God when he finally started believing God. That's why over in Hebrews, the writer says in the 4th chapter that we ought to labor. What's that mean? That means that we ought to earnestly work to enter into God's rest. What's he mean, labor? He's not talking about works to impress God. He's talking about bringing your flesh under. He's talking about renewing your mind. He's talking about putting the Word inside of you so that you can get to that place where, praise God, you just go, whew, thank God it's going to be taken care of. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I ain't worried anymore. I'm not concerned. I don't have a care in my life. I'm just thankful to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all in your hands right now. I'm just throwing back. Brother Hagin tells the story how when he was a teenager on his deathbed and how death would attach itself to him. And he said all these months he would reach back over top of his headboard of his bed. And when death throes would try to attack him, he'd grab a hold. And he said he'd worn all the varnish off of the headboard where he'd held on. He don't want to die. Your body don't want to die. And he said, I'd fight with every ounce of fiber within me. And he said, I'd fight and fight and fight and fight and fight death so that I could live. He said, but he got to reading the Bible. And the Bible said over in Matthew 6, not to worry. He said, my God, he said, you know, not only was sickness and disease killing me, I was worrying myself to death. And so he said, you know, when the attacks would come, I'd get so full of fear and so full of worry. And then my heart would go and my body would start dying. I'd grab a hold, hang on for dear life. He said, after several weeks, if not months, of fighting off and finally surrendering to God to quit worrying and just seek first the kingdom and just put God first, he said, I finally whipped worry and said, Lord, from this day forth, I'm not going to worry. I just put it in here. What was he doing? He wasn't changing God. He was changing him. See, he was getting out of works and getting into rest. He was getting to where I'm just going to believe God. I'm going to put it in God's hands. And he said he finally laying there on the bed and he said he got attacked in his body. And he said his first instinct was to reach by and grab that headboard again. He said, but this time he said, no, in Jesus' name, the Lord is my healer. I'm not going to worry about it. If I die, I die. If I live, I live. God, it's in your hands. He just, I'm going to kick back and rest. He said every symptom just began to leave. God can do more for you folks in 1 second than you can do all your life for yourself. And Abraham found that out. Abraham found out that God can do what he said he can do. God is who He says He is. Abraham got a revelation that, hey, it's not all that I do. It's believing in what all God has done. It's not believing in my ability. It's believing in God's ability. It's not trying to get it on my own merit. It's getting it on God's merit. It's just simply grace and mercy giving me the opportunity to receive that which I'm not deserving of. To reap where I haven't sowed, praise God. To receive the blessings that Jesus has prepared for me. And he said he received it. Well, when did Abraham get a hold of this? Well, let's read on. He says in verse 9, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the Jews, or upon the uncircumcision, and the Gentiles also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. He says, now, is this blessing of receiving the good things of God just for the Jew, or for the Gentile, or for both? He said, Abraham got it by faith. Then in verse 10, how was it then reckoned? Says, how did Abraham get this blessedness? How did Abraham get justified in the sight of God? How did Abraham become the father of many nations? How did Abraham get healed and blessed and his family blessed and prosperous? How did he walk in the covenant of God? Did he get it? When was it reckoned to him? When did God actually say it's yours? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? That's a question. He said, now when did this start working for Abraham? After he was circumcised or before he was circumcised? Then he answers it. Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Then he tells you what? And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised. What's he saying here? Before Abraham ever had any sign in his flesh, before he had ever a sign outwardly that he had the blessings of God, God had already said you're blessed before he could see it outwardly. Faith always precedes the blessing. He's saying God declared Abraham righteous before he ever cut covenant and cut the circumcision. See, under the old covenant, the way that they sealed the blood of the old covenant was the circumcision. And you circumcise the child, meaning that he is now born into the covenant and he will be raised up to live in a covenant with God. And even if the Hebrew children were told, if you go into another nation and strangers come in, they must be circumcised so that they can be brought in and partake of the covenant. So God said, this will be a sign to you that you're righteous. This will be a sign to you that all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. You'll be circumcised in the foreskin of your flesh, and that'll be a sign that you are in covenant with me. See, covenant means to cut where blood flows. And God says, when did Abraham enter into covenant with God? Before he was circumcised or after? He says, before.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.